It's 7:45. From the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me this morning, Dr. Jim Talmadge. He is from the University of Nebraska Medical Center with actually a very exciting announcement. There's been a new study done regarding breast cancer and the impact that omega-3 fatty acids may have on breast cancer and whether it spreads, whether it doesn't, that type of thing. And to sort it all out with us, as I said, Dr. Jim Talmadge, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Good to be here, Mike. Thanks.
Let's talk about this study. First of all, how did this start? What's the genesis behind this particular project in looking into the impact of the omega-3 fatty acids on breast cancer?
Well, we were doing some studies to look at the impact of alcohol on neoplastic disease, on cancer per se. And we were working with some diets specific to alcohol. And we found that the diets themselves were having a major impact. It's an oral diet so that we could control the amount of calories that went in. And so we used what's called an isocaloric diet so that both groups of animals had the amount, same amount of calories, but in one group they had fish oil, the other group they had plant oils. And we found that the plant oils accelerated tumor growth and had a dramatic impact on metastasis, whereas the fish oils slowed tumor growth and in some instances prevented it and dramatically decreased, significantly decreased the number of metastases and the sites of metastasis.
So kind of earth-shattering with respect to, at least in the mouse population, which is what was tested on this. But seriously, though, the the difference between it being animal fish-based, the omega-3 versus the omega-6, did that come as a bit of a surprise that there would be such a marked difference in the reaction from breast cancer cells?
It's not a huge surprise. Omega-3 is known to be anti-inflammatory and to have use in, say, cardiac disease. And we know that inflammation, an increase in some of the white blood cells found in the blood, can have a dramatic increase on cancer. So anything that decreases it should have this impact. And we simply sat down to show it. And we did it in what we think is a somewhat better manner. So we were able to take obesity out of the equation and just look at the diet itself. Most studies have an overlay of obesity and you don't know which it is. So in this case, we know it was the fish oil, the omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids that had the impact and not the size of the mouse.
Sure. Given these results, then, to your best prognostication, what would be the next steps to attempt to apply this eventually to some sort of human treatment?
Well, there are actually several clinical trials ongoing with omega-3, predominantly in cardiac and inflammatory conditions. There's two ways we could do it. One, to prevent breast cancer, but it may be 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer, but that'd still take a large number of women in a preventive trial. So it's probably faster to undertake it as a therapeutic clinical trial, and that's our next direction, to really do this from a treatment as opposed to a preventive, because that's really where your major impact's going to be in treating the disease.
Sure. For folks that are listening right now may say, wow, my goodness, and what I need to do is run out and buy a cartload of fish oil and start downing it. Not really the step to take, although an occasional fish oil tablet might not be a bad idea.
Well, the USDA recommends 2 servings of fish every week, which would be a bloody good start to it. And I guarantee you it's going to taste better than fish oil capsules.
Absolutely. The person who headed this study, a student of yours?
Correct, Sarah. She was a graduate student and just completed her degree, and in between doing interviews right now, she's going down to Vanderbilt to start her postdoctoral studies.
How proud are you that she put something together like this? Got, you know, I mean, she has no control over the results, but thought out her case, thought out what she wanted to prove, and took the steps necessary to narrow this down between plant-based and fish-based omegas.
Sarah did a spectacular job. I think we're all very proud of her, and it's gotten her a spectacular start on the road to life. She's done a great job.
That's wonderful. It's Dr. Jim Talmadge. He is the professor of pathology and microbiology at University of Nebraska Medical Center. I look forward to more results coming out of your department, and please stop by any time. We do appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure.
You bet. Morning Edition continues right about now on KIOS-FM.